Hi everybody, Brian here from QuantLabs.net. Today is Friday, November 29th. Just going to show you some new discoveries from MotiveWave. A couple things from a programming perspective. Something I'm going to be putting in another video, same video here, just a different segment. What I want to show you from a programming standpoint is in the studies. It took me a while to figure this out, but it's pretty cool once you understand everything. So I'm going to load up, let's say up here, my moving average. I can't remember where it's called. Move-in average. Let's see here. I think it's on a custom. Okay, good one here is called move-in average, high and low. So in here, what I want you to take away here is these guys right here, the signals. I think I've shown different ways to generate signals in Java, but these are the actual names that you'll call them within your Java code at the study level or study class. So here you can export you could trigger a signal from within the Java source code, and there's also an association for this let's say cross below bottom band. Okay, so in here, which is important, is you have to declare it and then you give it this label. Okay, there's other places where you may be able to export it as well. For instance, there's something called export value. So let me just show you that. That's important for the environment when you run the study in MotiveWave. In my own custom code here, let me just see if I have it. Now again, I could be wrong on this, but here you have your export value, and then you have your value, and then you can also do the same thing with a signal. But going back to the MA high low, what is important to understand here, these are the signals. So when you set them to true, you have to tell MotiveWave to see that in the MotiveWave study when you launch it. So as I said here, we have cross above top band. And if I look for that throughout the source code, you'll see here something called label cross top band. Okay. And just to give you a better idea how this works, in my notes here, really important is refer to chapter 10 on page 73 in the SDK programming guide. So if I bring that up, see if I hope I have it here. Okay, so this right here in chapter 10 on page 73. There's something here called, see here you have get label ID. So that get label ID, you would think in the code, this is what you get access to, get label cross top band. That's not the case. So if I go into my MotiveWave here, I pull up my MA, MA high low low here, and I load it up. Here under the signals, there's two signals here, cross top band, cross bottom band. But you would think logically that that name would be here in the source code. That's not the case. What you need to understand in Java, there's something called internationalization. So that's all explained here in this chapter. Really important to understand this reference. So in there, there is a file called strings property, which resides in this directory here, or in this directory, however you set it up on your system when you get it working with MotiveWave. So what happens is when you make references to, in my case, that I'm demoing here, label cross top band, that is not going to be what you think it is. If I did a search for this, see if I can find it here. So if I do a grep search here to grep, which will find the text in any file, in any current directory, and below that directory recursively, that's what this grep minus RNW means. And this is what I'm looking for, is RSI below bottom guide, okay? So when you go back to MotiveWave here, I could search for this, cross top band, okay? So if I do a search for, what was it called? Cross top band. Cross top band. See if it finds it. Doesn't look like I found it. But if I do this RSI below bottom guide, what it'll pull up is it'll make reference in this strings.property file. It will make reference whenever I call that file and the label name RSI bottom, it will translate that within MotiveWave RSI below bottom guide. So for instance, if I load up RSI, this one right here, and then I go into signals, you'll see here we have RSI above top guide and RSI below bottom guide. So there's a reference to, in this case, RSI below bottom guide, but in the Java source code, it'll be called RSI bottom. So if I go into my source code, load up, call the RSI, this one right here. So when I call RSI bottom as a signal, okay, what it's saying is that that label, when I call RSI bottom, this is what will display within MotiveWave when I launch it. So I want you to understand that you need to understand this strings.properties when building Java source code for your studies. Don't know if it, I mean, it probably worked the same in the strategies as well. So understand that. Another point here is multiple copies, multiple editions, workspaces you can have on your one system, one license, to be able to run multiple workspaces. So one system can have as many instances of MotiveWave you want. I'm running on a Mac with Mac OS. So when MotiveWave downloads or makes available different new versions of MotiveWave, I keep each one iteratively. Or if I want to get really fancy, I could duplicate the executable. I do this because for each executable of MotiveWave will run a different workspace. So meaning you'll have one workspace for each MotiveWave version or session you want to run. So if you go into MotiveWave and you go into the configuration under workspace, you'll see here I have many different versions and workspaces where I can have a workspace dedicated to IQfeed for data. I can have another workspace dedicated to crypto compare. I can have now, the really cool thing is I have a dedicated one for Oanda 4X, and then I can have another one with both, and you have as many brokers or data connections as you want running in one MotiveWave session. So this is the power of it. So for instance here, if I'm running do a search, okay, and I'm going to look up Australian Canadian, there's two things that'll happen. I have in my motive in my IQ feed in the 4X, I have 10.4. 10.4 enables you to not just use IQ feed for FXCM, but there's another option in IQ feed for an extra $25. You could get another option using 10.4 to get four additional data sources for 4X from banks all over the world, including Saxo or Morningside or Morningstar or whatever. I have that capability now. A lot of people come to me and say, well, can you do arbitrage between different 4X data sources? You can do that now, but execute your trades through Oanda. So I've just shown you what IQV provides, and as long as you're paying for it, you know, I could look up Oanda as well. I think. Let's see if I can find it. I know Oanda should be here. Oh, maybe it's in one of these. So here you can see I'm running multiple editions of MotiveWave. So this one I'm looking at is crypto, and I can do all my crypto data analysis in this one session of MotiveWave. This session might be what I'm looking for. So for instance, if I look Australian dollar, let's see what it pulls up. So in here, we know we have, let's see if it can load up. Okay, let me try USD. Huh. Okay, GBP. Okay, let me pull up GBP something. So in here, we've got the 10.4 FXCM. And one of these has got to be Oanda. But supposedly, you can run multiple workspaces. Oh, here we go, Oanda, there you go. So I can now have IQfeed, okay? And here, yes, I do have Oanda running. So I could just go, let's see if I can find it. No, it helps to have a slash, USD. There you go. So I have now my different sources of 4X plus I could launch and execute trades for Australia USD. This is pretty powerful. I've never been able to do this through any other means. And I've got some other tricks and tips to show you as well. Hold tight.